afternoon, sir. What is your name? Hello? Sir?
I think we need some new mics.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Sir, can you hear us? Volume on that phone you could turn up?
Yeah, I'm turning it up right now.
Okay. Is that getting any better?
Yeah,
okay, and what's your name, sir?
Christopher Martin Young Jr.
Okay, Mr. Young, stand by one minute while we get some paperwork together, okay?
You say Young?
Yes.
That's me.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Honorable David Mill is going to be conducting your hearing, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, can you please state your full name and agency number for the record?
It's Christopher Martin Young Jr. My ADC is 319630.
Thank you, sir. You are appearing before the Illinois Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your committee supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have a three-member board at this time, and to my far right is Honorable Lou Canonis. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, who is our acting board chair. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. You know that form?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No, I'm representing myself, sir.
All right, thank you. Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
So you hear we'll be conducting two phases today. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do in phase one is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant of arrest. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it was true or false. And if you think it was false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Turner that we'll talk about, okay?
Okay.
All right, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about March 7, 2018, for the TAS lab report. Dated March 22nd, 2018. I think I said 2017 for the first date. It was March 7th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Thank you. All right. Allegation number two is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer on March 22nd, 2018 per the report letter dated March 20th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder as of March 22nd, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay. Based on the admissions of Mr. Young, move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Dunton, and read by Mr. Kenneth. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll get back to you in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Young was released from ADC custody on 2/16/2018. And arrested on 4/19/18 by Yuma PD. No new charges noted. Date back to DOC custody is 4/19/2018 with an adjusted CACD of 8/14/2018 with 28 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017 dangerous drug violation, 1 year and 6 months. There's no prior convictions noted. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-1. Mental health score is 1. Substance abuse score is a 2. STG information, he was self-admitted to being a member of the Carver Park Crips. Prior terms of supervision, none. Disciplinary is minimum. Other arrests, 2014 criminal trespassing, first degree, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2015 disorderly conduct, Arizona felony conviction, probation. GB score of G6, B5.
Thank you, sir. Well, Mr. Young, I will say this, you haven't been in trouble much, but it's still probably more than you want to have been. I'm going to go over a summary of your case supervision report. So let's see, you were approved to stay with your grandmother, Ms. Johnny Mae Young, and that was in Yuma. Did you stay there the entire time you were out, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you have any did you have any employment while you were out?
Well, I went like job searching, and I had a job interview on April 19th, the day that I got arrested for IHOP, and I was really trying to like get employment and stuff and help out my grandma. Well, I'm trying to help out myself too, so like I didn't get hired yet, but I was job searching and looking for jobs to fill out apps online too.
Well, that's good. It's not always easy to find a job. So let's see. You referred to Arizona counseling and treatment services to obtain substance abuse and AA management programming. Did you attend the programming for the substance abuse and anger management?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay, well now, why didn't you attend it? Did you not get it arranged or you just didn't go?
No, well I didn't get it arranged. Like I stopped by one day that my parole, when I went to go see my parole officer, and it was already like closing, so they told me to come back the next day, but I was so busy looking for jobs and stuff, so I was just more focused on getting a job because he's like, you gotta pay $65 a month, and then I got other fines that I gotta pay for the municipal courts and stuff too. So if I don't pay those for the municipal, when I set up a plan for them, it was like that next month in March. If I didn't pay him, then they're going to put out a warrant for my arrest.
I'll
have to go to county and stuff like that.
Okay. And I see that you submitted an oral fluid sample, which that was on March 7th of 2018, and that tested positive for methamphetamine. Do you have a drug problem, sir?
Yes, sir. I would say that I do, and I should have went to substance abuse classes because that would have helped me out more. That's all like, I need. I need like a push for help because I really do have a drug problem. But like, I can't make that excuse for me doing drugs. I was under a lot of pressure though too, so that's the reason why I had a relapse.
So how soon after you got out did you relapse?
I would say from February 16th to March 5th.
Okay, just before you did that, wow. If you'd waited another week, you might have had a clean swab and then not been checked for a while.
No, that's not cool.
Okay, I like that attitude, sir. Yes, it's hard to break those addictions, especially when the pressure hits and everything. We understand that. But yeah, that's why they wanted to send him to substance abuse. And you don't seem like an angry person right now, but apparently you've had some problems with that. They just all be related to your drugs. So what were you doing when the Union Police Department arrested you? What brought their attention to you at that time?
I was coming from a girlfriend's house, and I was going to my friend's house, and he lives like a couple blocks away from her house. So I was just walking, and then the cops stopped at the four-way stop sign, and I walked across the street, and then he just did a U-turn, and then he stopped right there in front of my friend's apartment. I just went inside his apartment, and then that's when they knocked on the door or whatever. He waited for a little bit, he called for backup, and then he knocked on the door, and then my friend let him in, and then came inside and arrested me.
So did the officer already know you, recognize you from prior contacts?
I guess they probably had something in their system saying that I had a warrant for my arrest, because even though I asked him, I was like, do you know the reason why I'm being stopped, being detained? And he's like, because DOC is looking for you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
I don't.
No question.
Do that one.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, I just want to, on I'll synopsis it so that we don't go into a long term here, but the offender, in an attempt to contact the offender for failing to report when he was supposed to, the sponsor was contacted, a letter was dropped off, the sponsor confirmed with the PO that she had given him that letter. He didn't report. She was able to obtain contact with the offender via the phone, directed him verbally to report, and he stated he would, and then again, he didn't report. So he was given ample opportunity to report to the parole office.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Young, when we're in the end of your hearing, the board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think we might need to know or want to know so we can make a decision. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself. So if there's anything else you'd like to say, now is the time.
Well, I just want to ask if you guys would give me a chance to show you and show my family that I can actually do better instead of just coming back and forth to prison or jail. That's all I just wanted is a chance, but that's it.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I do want to thank you for your demeanor today. Your attitude is very good. We appreciate that. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. We ask that you stay on the phone, but remain silent, and you can listen to the entire discussion. And when once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, where's my discussion? Well, it seems that Mr. Young is, he had a relapse, and, whether it be pressure or pressure from the addiction or whatever, he did relapse, and it was finally pulling back into his PO. With his attitude and everything, I like that. It's very encouraging. But with 28 abscond days, I just am not comfortable with the idea of returning to community supervision at this time. However, he'd be getting out fairly quickly, and if he can partake of some NA courses and things like that, it would benefit him. And I'm willing to listen to discussion from anyone.
I agree.
Okay. So based on all the information, we're at number 2018W0908. Mr. Young's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Young as he was delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, about lapses in criminal behavior company, specifically in the use of methamphetamine, and the total of scound days where we really don't know what he was doing.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Neal, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you should be released on or about August 14th, which really isn't too far away. And then you don't have to worry about whether you were reporting to your PO or anything. We would suggest that between now and then that you make a good plan for yourself so that you can go out there and go in the right direction. There are treatment groups out there that you could seek some substance abuse help with. And hopefully you can get some NA and maybe even some AA sessions in there at the yard before you get released to help you get your mind in the right path so that you don't relapse again. I'd like to thank you again for your attitude and your respect to the board and this hearing. We don't get that all the time. And we do wish you all the luck in the world, sir, and we hope never to see you back in this position. And we hope that you can go out there and be a success this time and not end up back in Department of Corrections, okay? All right, you understand?
Yep.
All right, just so you know, sir, would you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Okay.